A packed city council chamber at 6 o'clock when Citizens to be Heard began led to a still powerful presence 7 hours later. Just a few of the comments included these.
If we spent this much time rallying churches to feed the hungry and house the homeless, and as much time as we spend condemning gay people, then we might just solve some real issues. So I just want to get that out of the way.
You're trying to split hairs on a bald man. It isn't going to work. And as one of the lawyers from ADF who are going to be charged with the responsibility of overturning this train wreck of an ordinance, I hope you don't change it tomorrow if you pass it, because that's going to make our job a whole lot easier to get rid of it.
I would like each of you to consider the divisiveness that the so-called anti-discrimination ordinance has brought to our beloved city. And this is just the beginning if this ordinance passes.
I just want to inform you and the opposition that by voting no against this ordinance, you're now infringing on my freedom of religious belief.
More than 700 people signed up to talk, but as the clock ticked past midnight, Mayor Julian Castro asked anyone who hadn't yet spoken to line up to say their piece. Those who didn't get that chance yet will be able to when the council reconvenes for its A session today. The council should then discuss the controversial non-discrimination ordinance one last time among themselves before a vote. To recap, the proposal began earlier this year, but Councilman Diego Bernal, who is spearheading the issue, has been working on the matter for a few years. The proposal went to the Governance Committee before the council's July break. Former Councilman David Medina and several others wanted to postpone the discussion there because they said they needed more time to talk to their constituents about the pros and cons of the ordinance. It picked back up at the start of August and has had time to stew, causing people on both sides to engage in lively debates about the good and bad parts of what could become law. District 10 Councilman Carlton Soule says he'll vote no for updating the proposed ordinance. He says that's because it has big flaws. For one, he says, it takes out old non-discrimination ordinance language that said a person couldn't serve on a board or commission who previously demonstrated prejudice and now only requires that the person not act in that way while serving on behalf of the city. He says the ordinance hasn't been thoroughly vetted internally and with the people of San Antonio.
Regardless of which side you're at on this issue, it's not been a transparent process. We've had 5 drafts. They've been negotiated behind closed doors with specific groups. Not until I raised the fuss, it had not been posted on the city's website, the actual draft language.
Soles also says the city and its residents should be more focused on a budget that'll cut library and park hours, talks about selling property and using bond funds to pay for operating expenses, and cuts basic services. The budget vote happens a week from now and has been overshadowed by the non-discrimination issue. 7 council members look like they're in favor of the ordinance, including Castro, Bernal, Ray Saldana, Shirley Gonzalez, Ray Lopez, Chris Medina, and Ron Nuremberg. It appears 4 members could vote no, including Ivy Taylor, Rebecca Villagran, Elisa Chan, and Soles. 6 votes are needed to pass it. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.